Yes. Boker Tov, good morning. Today's daf is Lamed Hey. Daf 35. We left off on Lamed Dalan. We've left 34B in the middle of the page. Amar Rav Huna. Mashbi'in oto shavua. Mashbi'in oto shavua. She'ena b'rishuto. We make the person swear shavua that the item that was deposited with him is not in his possession. It's not no longer in his possession. My Tama, what's the reason? We're worried that maybe he placed his eyes on the item in order to keep it, so he's hiding it or something, and it's not, he wants to keep it in his home, and so that's why we make him swear. Meiti Beit HaGemara says I have a contradiction. Now there's going to be a long contradiction until we actually get to the point, which is on the next Amun. So if somebody lends to somebody and takes collateral, and he loses the collateral. And he says to him, "Sela yilviticha alav, I gave you a sela for it, shekel hayashave, but it was worth a shekel, half a sela." And the other guy says, "No, lo ki ela sela yilvitani alav, you gave me a sela, but sela hayashave, it was worth a sela." Patur, so then he's exempt. But sela yilviticha alav, he says, I lent you a sela, shekel hayashave, it was worth a shekel, so really you owe me a shekel. No, the other guy says, no, you gave me a sela, shlosha dinarim hayya shaveh, it was really worth 3 dinarim. Right, how many dinars are in a sela?
4.
There's 4 dinars in a sela, so really, you gave me, it was worth 3, you lost, so I owe you 1 dinar. So chayav, so you'd have to make a swear. Sela hilvitani alav, if he says, I give you a sela, shnaim hayya shaveh, it was worth 2 selas. And the other guy says, Loki, ela sela yilviti chalav. No, you gave me a sela, sela hayashaven, it was worth a sela, patur, then he's exempt. But sela yilvitani alav, if he says, you gave me a sela, shnaim hayashaven. Sorry, going back one case. If the guy says to him, sela yilvitani alav, you gave me a sela, shnaim hayashaven, and the thing was worth 2 selas. And the lender says, no, loki ela sela hilviti chalav. No, I gave you a sela, and sela yashaven, it was worth the sela, patur, so then he's exempt. But sela hilvitani alav, if you guide the borrower, says, you gave me a sela, shnaim hayashaven, it was worth 2 selas. And the other guy says, loki ela sela hilviti chalav. No, he says, no, I gave you a sela, chamisha dinarim hayashaven, it was only worth 5 dinarim, meaning 1 1/4 dinars. So 1 1/4 selas, chayav, so then you would be liable in a case like that. You'd be liable to make the swear. So mi nishba, who would swear? Misha pikadon etzlo, the one who's the deposit item is with him. Shema yishava zevi yotzi hala et hapikadon, because if we say the lender swears, then what are we going to say? The lender's going to swear that this is the value, and then the borrower's going to say, hey, I have the item right here, I was messing with you the whole time, and the value is actually more than what you're saying. Hey, yeah, what is this part going on? Maybe it's going on the latter part of the Braita. So, why don't we derive that the swear is by the lender? Because he's admitting to part of the claim. And he should swear. It's going on the beginning of the Braita. Maya Resha, what's the beginning? A Seifa de Resha. And the latter part of the beginning. Meaning it splits in 2, 4 parts. There's the first 2 and the last 2. So, this is part number 2. Meaning, there's 1, 2, 3, and 4. 1 and 2 are considered the Resha. 3 and 4 are considered the Seifa. Part 2 is the Seifa of the Resha. It's the latter part of the beginning part of the Braita. So, my Sela Hilviticha Alav, he says, I gave you a Sela Shekel Hayashaven, it was worth half a Sela. Vehala Omer Loki Ela Sela Hilvitani Alav, he says, no, you gave me a Sela Shlosha Dinarim Hayashaven, it was worth 3 dinars. Chayav, so then he's liable. Dishua Gabe Lovehu. The swear is by the borrower. And the rabbi said that the lender should swear. Because lest the borrower, lest the person swears, and then the other guy brings out, you know, the actual item itself that was deposited and said, hey, you were lying. So therefore, we say that the lender would have to swear as well. Rashi says Shem lishtava malve shloita shava ela shekel v'itol shekel. He has to swear that it was only worth a shekel, and takes a shekel. Kivan de ika shivua love. Since there is a swear on the borrower, mina Torah iyata echol potron b'vilo klum. You can't exempt him. Mushum tikon olam shloi pasel Yisrael shaklua lishvua minei shadua malve. we took the swear and we put it on the lender. Why? Because we don't want for him to swear and the guy to take out the item and say, hey, it's not worth what you're saying. So we make the lender swear, because if it was the borrower and really it was wrong, what he was swearing about was wrong, then the borrower would become pasul, he would become pasul, edut, he would be not kosher anymore. The Gemara says, v'im ita, and if that's the case, l'dirav huna. Now we get to the contradiction. If we hold the Rav Huna that we make him swear that it's not in his possession, the lender, kivan de mishteba malvesh ein abishuta, since he's swearing it's not in his possession, hechi matzi mapikle, how can you get it out of him? He's saying it's not in his possession. So amarava sheyesh edim shenisefa. No, he has witnesses that it was burnt. Yachi, if that's the case, meecha maitila. So where is he getting it from? If it was burnt, it was witnesses that he was burnt. Where is he getting the item from? So el amar Yosef sheyesh edim shenikneva. No, his witnesses that it was stolen. Sof meecha maitila. But where is he getting it from? So the question is tarachu maitila. He went and burdened and he found it. So, if that's the case, so too, in the case where the lender would swear, why don't we just say that the borrower went and burdened himself and got it, and brought the item? It makes sense, the lender, he knows who was going in and out of his house. He's going to go and find the person and find the item and bring it. The borrower, does the borrower know who's going in the house, going in and out of the house of the lender? It's a decree, lest he says, lest the lender comes and says, after the swear, he actually found it. That's why we make him do this. Rav Ashi says, no, Zenishba. Each one of them swears. Zenishba shein abishuto, the lender swears it's not in his possession. Zenishba kamaya shaven, the borrower swears how much it was worth. This is what I meant to say. Minishba techila, who swears first? Malven nishba techila, the lender swears first. Shem yishava zev yotzi hala et apikadon. Lest the lender would swear, and the borrower would just pull out the item, saying, hey, what you swore about is not correct. Rav Huna bar tachalifa mishmei de Rav Amar. He says, Resha de seifa tiyufta de Rav Huna. The beginning part of the latter two, meaning case number three, is a contradiction of Rav Huna. Selah yivitani alav. You gave me a selah. Shnayim ayashaven was worth two selahs. The halomer and the other guys, the lender says, no, loki ela sela hiditi chalav, I give you a sela. Sela yashaven, it was worth a sela. Patur, we said that, he's exempt. Vim ita the Rav Huna, now if you want to say the Rav Huna, migo de mishtava malvesh ein abishuto. Just like the lender can swear that it's not in his possession, the mishtava nami agilgul shevua kama yashave. He should be able to also include in that the swear regarding how much it was worth. With the concept of Gilgul Shevua, which we've learned before, which is essentially when he's making one swear, he can combine it with other parts of swears that he wants to join into it. So, Lo Kim Le Begave, he is not so fluent to know the actual value of what it's worth. Okay? Why don't the lender trust the borrower for how much it's worth? So, he doesn't trust the borrower to know how much it's worth. So, hold on. Let's go back. Lo kim le begave. Rashi says, look at Rashi. Memar amar love, the borrower is saying, lo kim le malve begave de mashkon. De lo natan da'ato alav de da'at damav. The borrower is saying, the lender doesn't know the value of the collateral that I gave him, because he didn't put in his mind, oh, what's the value? Okay, so the Gemara's then question was, hey, why doesn't the lender believe the borrower? So he says, lo me'emena, he doesn't trust him. So the Gemara says, ma'ishna lo've de me'eman le'e le'malve. Why does the borrower trust the lender? U'ma'ishna malve de lo me'eman le'e le'malve. And the lender does not trust the borrower. So lo've me'kayem be'e be'malve tumat yisharim tanchem. Malve me'kayem be'e be'lo've ve'selef bo'gidim yishadem. Basically, this pasuk is talking about, if let's say somebody is wealthy, so you can see, that's somebody someone's trustworthy. So therefore, the lender is a wealthy person that he's able to lend. So that's why the borrower would trust the lender. But the borrower is not a wealthy person because he has to borrow. So therefore, the lender doesn't trust the borrower. There's a person who left like jewelry, some earrings with his friend. Amar le havli kifei, give me the earrings back. Amar le lo yadana hecha otvinu, I don't know where I put it. I went to Rav Nachman. Amar leki lo yadana pshiyutehu I zil shalim. He says, if you don't know where it is, that's negligence, and you have to pay for it. Lo shalim, he didn't pay. Azar Rav Nachman gabei apadne minei. So Rav Nachman went and took away his house. So lesof ishtakach kifei ve'yakur. Later on, he found the earrings, and they actually appreciated in value. So Amar Nachman hadra kifei le'marayu v'hadra apadna le'mara. Give the earrings back and give the house back. Amar Rava avayativna kamei Rav Nachman. We were sitting in front of Rav Nachman upirkina mafkid havan. They were learning our chapter perek hamafkid. The Amri Le Shilem Lo Ratzali Shava, and he said to the rabbi, he said, Rabbi, it says if he pays and he doesn't want to swear, so then that's it. Velo Adarli, and he didn't respond to me. V'Shabir V'Avad Delo Adarli. It makes sense why he didn't answer me. My Tama, what's the reason? Hatam Lo Atarchei LeBeidina. Over there, he didn't be matriach to go to the Beit Din. Hacha Atarchei LeBeidina, but over here he took it to the Beit Din. LeMemra De Savar Nachman De Shuma Hadar. Do we say that anytime it's property is seized, that it's returned? So Shani Hatam, no, over there is different. The Shuma B'Tahut Hava. Over there was a seized property in a mistake. Right, they evaluated and seized the property, but it was a mistake. The Kahava Kipei Meikar, because the guy still owned and had the earrings in his possession. Amri Nahardai, the Nahardai say, Shuma Hadar Teresar Yachay Shata. A seized property would be returned up until 12 months. V'amara Meimar, Anami Nahardai, Anna, I'm from Nahardai. Usvirali, Shuma Hadar La'olam. And I hold that no, this seized property can return forever. V'ilcheta Shuma Hadar La'olam, and halacha is it returns forever. Mishum Shenemar, the Pasuk says, V'asita Hayasha V'atov, you should do what's right in the eyes of Hashem. Pshita, the Gemara says, Pshita, Shamulei Lebalchov, if they evaluated for the creditor, the Azal Iu Shamad Balchov the day, and he went and evaluated for his creditor, and he gave it to his creditor. Amrin only we say to the second one, Lo Adif Admi Gavrada Atid Minei, you're not any better than the first one. Zavna, if he sold it, or ta, or he inherited it to someone else, the Yava Vimatana gave it as a gift. Vadai Hane Meikara Adatad Aranachut, for sure those earlier ones, it was based on the buyers, it was all originally on the thought process of receiving the land. It wasn't in order to get the money in replace of the land. Shamula la isha bin seva, if it was for a woman and she got married, or shamu mina de isha, or from a woman bin seva and she got married umeta and then she died, bal minichse ishto lokeachave, husband with the property of his wife is considered a buyer. Lo mihader velo mihadrinan le, we don't take it, exchange it for money, and we don't. He doesn't give money in exchange for the property either. Both ways. V'damar Yosef Rachanina beUsha itkino in Usha, they establish a isha shemachav minichsei melog b'chay bala. If a woman sells the nichsei melog in the life of her husband, umeta and she dies, a bal motzi miyad lekochon. The husband can go and take it away from the buyers. Flipping the amun, agbei iu becholov. He went and collected it in his debt that he was owed. Let's say Rashi says, Le'el me'adar gebe shumad. Lomar im lo shamua beidin. The beidin did not evaluate it. Le'malve al kochoshe lo've, against the will of the borrower. Bekam lo've me'atmo v'le'itricho le'din. Ve'amar lo, tol karka b'chizabechovecha. This guy borrows money, and he comes and says, you know what, instead of going to the beidin, come see this property. You take this property in the payment. He tells the lender. So pli gibar av acha v'ravina. Then he wants to give the money and get the property back. So chad amar hadra, one says he retract, he can give the money and get it back. Chad amar lo hadra, one says no, you cannot. Man amar lo hadra, the one who says you cannot, savar he holds hay zavina me'al yahi. That was a very proper sale, and the ha'ami da'ata de'nafshei agbei, he did it on his own accord that he sold it, he gave it over. Uman amar hadra savar, the one who says it can be returned, lo zavina me'al yahu, it was not a proper sale. V'hay de agbei, the one who was that was collected, midate, meaning that which was collected, midate, it was from his own voluntary thought process. Velo ateligdin, he didn't come to the Beit Din. Mechamat kisufa udagbe, and it was because of embarrassment that he did that. Umeemat achil perin, at what point can the person start eating the fruits? The creditor, when can he start eating the fruits? So Rabba Amar, mechimati adachta lidide. Once he gets the document of that it belongs to him, seizure, that now he can now eat the fruits. Abaye Amar, edav v'chitumav zachin lo. No, once it was signed, the witness is acquired to him. Rav Amar, Rabba says, no, it's mikishalimu yimei achrasta, when the days of the announcement are done. Like usually there's a lot of ghelghela, and somebody buys a new purchase, buys a new house, buys a new property. Once those announcement days are done, and it's already been announced, then that's already considered his. Okay, we're going to start a new Mishnah. The Mishnah says, "Asocher para mechavero." somebody rents a cow from his friend, and he lends it to someone else, and the animal dies in the normal way. The renter has to swear that it died in its normal way. And the borrower would pay the renter. Amar Biosi, hold on. How can this guy do business with another person's cow? The cow should go back to the owners. So the Gemara says, yeah. So the Gemara says, Amar le Rav Idi Baravin Abaye. He says to Abaye, Michdi, let's see. How does the renter acquire this cow, the value? Bishwas, with a swear. Why don't we just say that the one who rented it out to the renter, dal ant vedal shvatach, take yourself out of here and get your swear out of here. And I'm going to deal with the case with the borrower himself. So Amar Lei says back to him, do you think the renter is acquiring it through a swear? It's not through a swear. It's from the time of the death. And the swear is it's only in order to appease the dot of the owner of the balabait, meaning it's only in order to kind of keep him calm, but really that's not how he's acquiring it. In order that the owner doesn't say, hey, you were negligent. So really, it is not the swear. It's the time of death that acquires it. And the swear is only just to appease the Baal Habayit. Okay, I think we'll stop there for today. And tomorrow we'll talk about which cases that the actual Baalim, the actual owners, would have to pay the value, some of the parot, actual sum of the cows. And we'll see that tomorrow. But just to go over one quick halakha, on today's daf, what we discussed was, if let's say, for example, you have in our new Mishnah, we discussed the case of somebody who does business with another person's cow. Is that really possible? Are you allowed to do business with somebody else's animal? So let's see the halakha in the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch says, "Socher para mechavero," somebody rents a cow to his friend, or from his friend rather, and he lends it to another, and it dies. It goes back to the original owners. You're not allowed to do business with another person's cow. You cannot take somebody else's animal and just go and do business with it and lend it out to other people. And that is the halacha. Okay, we'll stop there for today and we'll do a 1-minute recap.